All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
Did something happen? We apologize. Let's go.
A contentious day on Capitol Hill. Two of Donald Trump's top national security picks facing tough questions about their past controversial records.
Senator, I will always obey the law.
Kash Patel, Trump's pick to run the FBI, taking tough questions about his calls for political retribution against Donald Trump's opponents and his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But he broke with Trump when it came to the issue of pardons for some January 6th defendants.
I'm asking, was he wrong to do it?
I do not agree with the commutation of any sentence of any individual who committed violence against law enforcement.
The tough questions for Patel came mostly from Democrats. But for Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's choice as director of national intelligence, a great deal of scrutiny came from Republicans.
I want to make certain that in no way does Russia get a pass in either your mind or your heart.
Senator, I'm offended by the question because my sole focus, commitment, and responsibility is about our own nation, our own security, and the interests of the American people.
Gabbard pressed about her calls for a pardon for Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden broke the law.
Who fled the U.S. after releasing a trove of government secrets.
Is Edward Snowden a traitor to the United States of America?
I understand how critical our national security
is. Apparently you don't. Apparently you don't.
Republicans left the Patel hearing confident he was on the path to confirmation.
Oh, there's no question he gets confirmed.
While their support for Gabbard was tepid. Only Matt Gaetz, Trump's original pick for attorney general, has dropped out of the running. Trump has made it clear he wants all of his picks confirmed.
Well, sure, we want fast confirmations.
Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's pick to run the Department of Health and Human Services, is facing a new challenge. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who chairs the committee in charge of his confirmation, said yesterday that he is, quote, struggling with Kennedy's nomination, a sign he may vote no. Kennedy can only afford to lose 3 GOP votes and still win confirmation.
No, 4. Okay, so hello, everybody. Happy Friday, bastards. You know, it's just wow. This week has been like it's nonstop. We're back. I mean, it's you know, that press conference yesterday. It was like COVID all over again, wasn't it? All that was missing from that was little Debbie Birx and one of her you know, designer scarves. I mean, it's just it's cray cray, and the world is watching this. You understand? Okay. So now we have these confirmation hearings that happened yesterday. And I'm not happy that we didn't cover them live. But it's good because I got a chance to watch them and cut them up and show you what happened with these nominees and who might prevail and who might not prevail. But, you know, it's so interesting that no matter what happened this week, okay, no matter what craziness happened this week, the fact that, you know, we didn't even know that. I didn't know this till, you know, yesterday. We don't even have somebody in charge of the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. I did not know that. I knew he disbanded the Security Advisory Board. The advisory board exists, but there are no members. We knew that. We know that he's picking apart and pulling apart our government. A lot of people don't understand why that would be. We have had these bizarre candidates come and lie under oath, literally lie under oath about people they obviously know, because we have videotape of them being on those people's podcasts. We have books that some of these people have written. We have articles that some of these people have published. We have enemies lists. We have, you know, accusations against vaccine manufacturers. We have all kinds of crap, okay? All kinds of. And you know what? None of it is going to matter to people until it touches their lives. We've had government frozen, unfrozen, frozen again, and now a restraining order on the freeze. That was this week. And you know, I think the thing that's really going to make everybody sit up and take notice, not the Democrats, not independents in this country. They're already like, holy crap, how far is this going to go? Oh, all the way, baby. It's going all the way. The obvious thing is this government is being taken apart bit by bit, piece by piece, just as it is in a hostile takeover. Just, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can either, it depends what you like. Do you like rom-coms? Okay, watch Pretty Woman. Uh-huh. and Edward, Julia Roberts, Richard Gere character, Edward, is the, he is the guy that, he's Elon Musk, except, you know, better looking, smarter, and just slightly duller than, you know, he had that sharp, useless look, okay? So if you don't understand what that is, just watch that, where they buy companies and they take them apart and sell off the parts because it's worth more that way. The other hostile takeover thing I would suggest you do is go find Barbarians at the Gate. Go find that and watch that again. However, that is what is underway. That is what is going on. And, you know, I could tell you everything. I could tell you everything that's already happened inside the agencies, and it's shocking. It's appalling. Do you know why we don't have we have one now? As of this morning, we have a guy who's an acting FAA director. Okay. Yesterday, when this plane crashed, we did not. Do you know why? The man who was in charge of the FAA, the head honcho at the Federal Aviation Administration, quit his job the day Donald Trump. No, that's another guy, or is that guy? Oh, it's so confusing. He quit his job, yes, I think the day that Donald Trump was sworn in, because he saw Elon Musk's rocket that, remember I showed it to you, and it was like people in the Turks and Caicos were looking at the sky going, what is that? Is that fireworks? Oh, it's beautiful. No, it was Elon Musk's rocket blowing up. Well, it turns out that the head of the FAA had to reroute so many flights. Federal Express flights and DHL flights and commercial flights and private flights and all kinds of flights. And it fell on his platter to do so. And he told Elon, you're grounded. You're grounded. We cannot have your spaceships exploding willy-nilly all over the world while you sit like a schoolboy and giggle with depraved abandon and say, it was an exciting explosion. And Elon retaliated against him. I guess he went to Donald Trump and reported him to the counselor, reported him to the principal. And he said, that's it, I'm out. I resigned. So we didn't have an FAA, head of an FAA yesterday. That's just one thing. Okay, that's just one thing. Elon Musk also yesterday was able to show you that he's inside the Office of Personnel Management. He is inside the HR agency for the entire federal government. And it's according to now the Washington Post and other really good, diligent reporters who have been fact-checked before they hit publish, that Elon Musk is inside OPM sending out memos. He's the one that's making the offer that they can't refuse to get paid for 8 months. Donald Trump is now distancing himself from that. That's not my offer. I didn't make that because it's illegal. It would be illegal if Trump did, because he has no ability to pay severance. And we also found out that there's a $25,000 cap on severance for civil servants. Today, we find out Elon Musk is in another agency. And this one is, it's frightening, because it's the Treasury.